I don't even know how these grow. I buy them frozen. So I don't know what they look
like. Well, that must be the Ford hook bean.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
And you shell it out. Like into a lima bean or butter bean. Only they're a whole lot larger.
Well, now, so the Ford hooks are the biggest ones then?
Yeah.
And then what about the lima bean and the butter bean?
Well, it's a smaller than the Ford hook, but it grows just like it, only it's a smaller pod.
Okay.
And these colored ones and white ones.
Now, are yellow string beans different from butter beans?
Oh, yeah. Okay. A string bean, you know, they grow long, and the butter beans are short, like a Ford hook, only they're smaller.
Well, now, have you grown yellow string beans?
I have.
Green string beans?
Yeah, I've got green ones now, but I don't have yellow ones because I don't like yellow. They're pretty, but they don't taste as good as
yellow. I agree with you. Have you ever heard people talk about salad beans?
Salad pea?
No, this is salad beans. Well, what are salad peas?
Well, people used to grow what they called salad pea, and it was like a garden pea. And when you shelled it, there'd be some part of the outside that you could use in it with the bean, with the seed. And I used to call them salad peas. I never have grown any of that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of people taking beans and hanging them up to dry?
No, unless they want to save for seed.
Well, now, if they do that, what do they call them? Is there any special name for the beans as they're hanging up to dry?
Nothing more than seed.
Okay. Have you ever heard people talk about beans as leather breeches?
Yeah.
Well, now, what's that?
I don't know, but I've heard that. I've heard that. Leather breeches. I don't know what kind of a bean it would be called, leather breeches. But I've heard.
Well, that's interesting, because there's a note here on that, you know, and I don't know anything at all about that. Do you remember where you heard about it or anything else about it?
Well, I don't, but I've heard somebody just refer to as eating leather breeches. But I don't know what kind of a bean they're referring to.
Well, that is interesting. What do you call the tops of a turnip that people eat?
Well, the top. And then there's mustard that you eat the tops that don't have roots. There's the mustard greens and the turnip tops.
Well, now what about...
Salad?
Yeah.
Salad greens.
Now, what are the salad greens?
Well, that, in my way of seeing, is the real tender tops that you eat without the roots.
Okay, fine. If you have two lettuces, you say you had two what's of lettuce?
Heads.
Okay. What do you call the things that grow on the outside of an ear of corn that protect the ear when it's growing?
The shuck.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that hangs down off the top?
Well, that's the tassel in the top. And what hangs off of the ear of corn, we call it the beard.
The beard? Well, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that either. Is that what some people call the silk?
Yeah, it's the
silk. So that's the same thing?
It's the silk.
Well, that's good to know. That's news. What do you call corn that you just shuck and boil and eat with your hands?
Roasting hairs.
Okay. You ever heard that called mutton corn?
I've heard mutton corn.
Well, now is that...
I don't know where that would be, cut off of the cob or eat on the cob. I just had an idea it would be cut off of the cob when you call it mutton corn.
That's fine. What do you call a... This is something, I know how to ask you about this. Something that people make jack-o'-lanterns out of.
Pumpkins.